Welcome to Life at Altitude with Kyle Mercer, a podcast about upgrading the way we participate in life through changing our behaviors and raising our consciousness.
Hello, this is Kyle Mercer, and this is the first podcast in this experiment around podcasts and bringing the inquiry method philosophy out to the world in a different way. I'm really excited about this and really looking forward to finding different ways to share this information with you. We're imagining some different ideas. One is kind of like we're doing today, which is going to be more of a monologue, or also want to start bringing people in as interviews, also doing some healing work or conversations around the development of consciousness with different people. And you know, if you're interested in that, would have love to have you let us know, and maybe we can find a time or make room for you on the podcast. This podcast is about a philosophy I've developed called Inquiry Method. And over the last 20 years, I've been working with people and developing this philosophy. The Inquiry Method philosophy is a way of looking at ourselves, looking at our life, in a way to raise our consciousness, meaning. And what I mean by raising by consciousness is the altitude from which we see ourselves or the interactions that we have in the world. Part of this philosophy I call levels of oneself. And levels of oneself speaks to the altitude that we're looking at our lives, ourselves, other people, our relationships, our business. And the altitude just makes such a difference. You know, if we're in a lot of pain, and we're at the altitude of being hurt, we can only see life through the eyes of pain or through the eyes of anger or through the eyes of fear. As we get to higher altitude, we start to recognize that we see life through the altitude of ego, identity, self-concept, self-worth. And then even as we go higher, we start to see that we see life through what I want or entitlement or what I want to manifest in my life. And then we reach a level that I call the I-we barrier. And when I get really settled in myself, when my self-esteem and self-worth are established, I get to have moments in my life where I'm in what I call the want for us. And that's where I really lose this self-consciousness, this focus on myself, this focus on what I have, what I don't have. And I get to participate with other people in another way. From below the I-we barrier, that sounds like not that appealing. I mean, I remember before I experienced that feeling of participation with others, that feeling of we, when I thought about and heard about this idea of participating in the we, I said, well, that doesn't sound like much fun. I want to be pleased. I want to be successful. I want to be the center of attention. And from that perspective, below the I-we barrier, you know, it doesn't sound that appealing. But then we start to get touches of it. We start to get touches of it maybe playing on a team, or we start to get touches of it sharing a sunset with somebody, or we start to get touches of it that we actually find that life expands when we're less self-conscious and more participatory in the flow with others. And it's just so beautiful. So I call that crossing the I-we barrier. And when we do that, that altitude, just things start to look differently. We start to participate in life and play with life differently. So that's a lot of the focus of my work, really, is helping us finding the things where we get caught below the barrier and get held below the barrier. And the beautiful thing is, as we learn to let go and identify these parts of ourselves that keep us, you know, I see it keep us as held down. Our natural inner buoyancy wants to rise above the barrier. Our natural inner buoyancy wants to rise to the highest levels of consciousness. But it's like we create these weights, these ways of holding our consciousness down and limiting it, and they're trained into us, hurt into us, taught into us. I mean, there's all these different ways that keep that natural buoyancy and enjoyment and love of life from coming up. So that's really what this podcast is about, is, you know, how can we look into all the different ways, to the perspectives, how can we loosen and lighten things up so that natural buoyancy and love of life occurs. So as we go along, you know, really want to have your input and want to receive your support, and, you know, would love to have you share this podcast with other people when it's meaningful to you. And also would like to have your participation. So if you're interested in participating, please email us or get on our Facebook and join us there at Inquiry Method, or come to my blog at inquirymethod.com and sign up for our mailing list. There's a written blog that comes out every week. There's going to be other surprises and things coming up. So we really want to engage you and have you participate with us. We'd love to hear your comments. Your desire to participate in some way would be wonderful. So thank you so much for listening, and there'll be another podcast coming out soon.
To pursue Inquiry Method further, we have a number of resources available to you. Please join us at our website, www.inquirymethod.com, where you can sign up for our weekly blogs via email. On the website, you'll see various opportunities such as experiences, one-on-one coaching, business programs, e-courses, leadership development, retreats for couples, and many more. Also, if you would like to appear or get coached by Kyle directly on this podcast, please contact us at info@inquirymethod.com. Again, info@inquirymethod.com. You can also stay connected with us through Facebook or Instagram at Inquiry Method. If you have any further questions, comments, or feedback, please also email us or call our office at 541-201-8096. Again, 541-201-8096. Once again, this is Life at Altitude with Kyle Mercer, inviting you to an enlightened self.